if you're pressing play in January, feeling a bit behind, feeling a bit flat, or like you should be doing more with your dog by now. I mean, as of recording this, we're at the very beginning of January, but you're feeling like, oh, I need to get started, I need to do all these things. I want you to hear this first and foremost. You did not fail over Christmas. Nothing is broken, and you don't need to fix yourself or your dog to begin again. This episode isn't about motivation. It's not about routines or getting back on track. It's about coming back gently in a way that actually supports calm for you and your dog, for both of you. So if today you are listening while you're tired or overwhelmed or quietly worried that you've kind of undone the progress that you thought you'd made before Christmas, you're in exactly the right place. January can feel surprisingly heavy. Not because Christmas was awful, and I really hope yours was not awful. I hope you had a lovely Christmas and New Year, and you are, whatever that looked like for you, you are feeling like it was something that you could enjoy. But it's because Christmas just was a lot. Christmas asks so much of our nervous systems, and our nervous systems don't understand what's going on. There's noise, there's the social pressure, there's disrupted routines, there's emotional expectations, and there's very little real rest. In the run-up to Christmas, more so than anything else, in that little bit of time between Christmas and New Year, it can feel like things have slowed down, but you might actually still be trying to do more. If, like me, you're a business owner, there's so much planning that goes into the end of the year that that's the time where you start to feel like you need to do things like that. If you're not a business owner and you're kind of preparing ready for starting the new year and your kid's going back to school, you're planning all of that stuff. So you've like left it because Christmas is enough, and then you're kind of starting to think about all the things that you've got to do for the new year. So actually there's still quite a lot going on. So there's very little real rest going on right now. January then just kind of arrives with this quiet, unspoken message that we should feel refreshed, we should feel motivated, we should be ready to try again. But nervous systems don't work on calendar timelines. And there was a couple of things that I've read and watched videos recently of talking about how our calendars were changed. And if you think about it, it makes sense because we're in winter right now. As we're recording this, it is just after New Year. We're at the very start of January. It's freezing cold where I am today. And it's nature, when you think about nature specifically, it's very peaceful. The animals are, you know, so there's quite a few hibernating. Trees and plants are just lying there waiting for the new warmth and spring to arrive. There's no new leaves growing on trees. Everything is very still and quiet in nature. And our calendars don't align with that at all, because this is the time of year where January kind of comes in and goes, you need to be motivated right now. You're starting a new year. We're starting from scratch. It's all fresh. What's your word for 2026? What's your what are your New Year's resolutions? What are your goals? What you should be motivated, all that stuff. But it's like we've still got dark evenings here in the UK. It's going dark still at about 4:30-ish. It's still quite dark in the mornings, so the sunrise isn't happening that early at the moment. Things are starting to tick over and it's starting to happen. But when you try and align what nature's doing and what our calendars tell us what we should be doing, it does not match up. So our nervous systems are the same way. They don't line up with the calendars of January being this brand new, fresh start, all the things. So that's why January can start to feel worse than December. When you've been holding things together for weeks, your body often is going to wait until it feels safe to finally drop that weight that's been carried. So you might have felt like you might be feeling lower energy, less motivation, more self-doubt. And when you're a dog parent, that can start to change into the thoughts around you should be doing more. I should be doing more right now. We were doing better before. Because our routines have changed over Christmas, you're starting to think, well, we were doing better before. Why have things changed? I should be doing better and I've messed up. Like, what are all those thoughts? But none of that means that you've done anything wrong. It means that your system is in recovery right now, and your dog's is probably doing the same thing. Dogs are experiencing the same things as we are. But the thing about it is they don't understand Christmas or January. They don't understand what has just happened. They don't know that this is what we do because it's Christmas. But they do feel that change in the routine. They feel the change in the energy. They feel the change in that emotional tone that we have. So they pick up on patterns and routines. And when things have changed and feel different, that's all they're picking up on. That's all they can go by. So a dog that might feel more unsettled, or they might be showing more reactivity, or they might be less responsive to your cues right now, isn't regressing. They are trying to respond to a nervous system environment that's been under strain. So your nervous system, your own their own nervous system, and your family's. So if you live in a house where it's been busy and there's a lot of nervous system activity from different generations, especially if you've had different family members staying over Christmas, that's a lot of nervous system activity going on. So that's an environment that's been under strain. Because dogs are co-regulating with us, when you're feeling depleted, they're probably feeling it as well. So it's not about training gaps. It's not about feeling like you've got to do more training and more this and more that and add more and more and more. It's about that capacity that I've talked about in previous episodes, that the capacity to be able to deal with these things and that overwhelm and all that kind of stuff. Capacity is always fluctuating. So from month to month, from week to week, from day to day, our nervous system capacity is going to be changing, and it's going to be different based on the experiences that we have over that period of time. So one thing I really want you to hear, and I really want to say it as clearly as I can, because I need so many dog parents to hear this message right now. Calm is not something that you lose permanently. And I've said this before, I've gone into a bit more detail about it before. So any episodes that I think have really got a good link to today's episode, I will link in the show notes, because I think they're really relevant. But I'll say it again, calm is not something that you lose permanently. Progress is not something that disappears because life got busy. Those two things, if you know and you have a strategy how to come back to calm, how to come back to connection, you will find calm again and you will find progress again. And regulation and progress isn't a straight line. Nothing in life that is worthwhile comes to us easily. And whatever that is in any aspect of life, if you're trying to work out at the gym, if you're trying to get healthier, if you're trying to lose weight, if you are trying to get fitter, if you want to run a marathon, like whatever it is, if you want your dog's recall to be reliable, like all those things don't come easily. When we do put in the work, the results come, but we have backward steps, we have forward steps, it's never linear. We aren't going to get from A to B really, really simply like that. So that's what I want everybody to hear. What looks like going backwards is often just our nervous systems telling us, I need to feel safe before I can start to move forward again. And that applies to you, and it also applies to your dog. So if your walks are starting to feel harder right now, if training feels like it's too much right now, or if you're avoiding things that you usually do cope with, it doesn't mean that you failed in any way. It just means you're human. And I've said this before, and I will continue to say it until everybody hears it and starts to believe it. You're not failing, you're just human, and your nervous system is doing what it was designed to do to try and keep you safe. So it might feel like failure, your brain might be telling you that you have failed. How I've felt in the past, I definitely can resonate with that. My nervous system is dysregulated, my brain is telling me I've failed because I can't do whatever it is, this task in front of me, that maybe I've done before or I've coped with before. But right now that's not happened, therefore I must have failed. That's just what our default responses are, but we can change them. we can change them, and we can come back to that place of feeling calm and connected and confident again if we know how to do that and we start to practice putting those steps into place. So instead of trying to reset absolutely everything, this is what I think January does to us. It starts to tell us everything has to be done from fresh, from scratch. We have to reset everything. We start from a blank canvas. We start from zero. Like whatever words kind of come to your mind, that's what January is telling you. I want to offer you just one gentle anchor to come back to this month, instead of it all being about this big reset. It's not a task, it's not a technique, it's actually a question. So when things are starting to feel heavy, I want you to ask yourself this: what helps me and my dog feel safest right now? So I'll say that again. What helps me and my dog feel safest right now? That's it. It's not what they should be doing, it's not what we should be doing, it's not what training plan that you're meant to follow. It's just about safety. For some dogs, that might be going on a quieter walk. So as an example, the area that I live in is really busy right now with people out walking, whether they're on their own or with their dogs. And my street is a quiet street generally, but it's on a route towards the fields that you can walk on, but it's also a part of a circular route as well. So it can be busy with footfall. It's a quiet street generally, but there's a lot of people walking through to go on the circular route. So for me, in this situation, I would say, what is going to make me and my dog feel safest right now? And this is the situation, a quieter walk. So I would jump in the car, take my dog to the next village along that's quieter, and I know it's quieter. There's less people that live there. There isn't a circular route in the same kind of way as there is here where I live. The fields are quieter because they're not as popular to walk around. They're not as easy to access. Like whatever it is, that would be what makes us feel safest, because it's peace. And my thing is about being out in nature, feeling peaceful, enjoying the surroundings, and not feeling like I have to kind of talk to everybody on the route all of the time, or avoid certain places, or avoid certain triggers, whatever it is. So for some dogs, that might be what's needed. And for some humans, that might be what's needed. For others, it's could be like sticking closer to you. So if you've had to go away for a few days, or you've had to go and look after a family member, or you're visiting, or whatever it is, or you've gone away for work, and your dog's feeling unsettled, what will make them feel safe? Because your absence is what has made them feel unsettled. Just for a little while, sticking closer to you is going to help make them feel safe right now. It's not about looking into the future. We're looking at the present, and what's going to help us feel safe right now is sticking closer to you. And for other dogs, it could be more rest and less stimulation. So those high energy breeds who have had very busy, buzzy Christmases, puppies, teenage dogs, high energy breeds, who look like they need more, actually what they need is probably less stimulation, less of all the things, and more rest. So we need to help them with that, because they're not puppies, high energy dogs, and teenagers are not going to be able to do that on their own necessarily. So we might just need to help to enforce that a little bit more. If that just means temporarily right now our routines doesn't go back to how it was before, that's okay, because right now this is what we need to feel safe. This is the important part that I want you to hear. So when you choose safety over pressure, calm is often going to follow naturally on its own. And that's not just for your dog, that's for you as well. So this is just, again, I don't want this to be something that you think that you have to do forever. It's just a question that you can ask yourself when things are starting to feel heavy this month. What's going to help me and my dog feel safest right now? And this is what we're going to go do. So those are just three examples that I thought of that were really common. So And generally quite easy to implement, so it means just finding a quiet place to walk. You could book a paddock if you live near a dog walking paddock that you can book. Just go book something like that, like a little, you know, then there's guaranteed nobody going to be coming and just popping around the corner, and then your dog's going to go, oh my god, dogs, it's amazing, and all the things, whatever it is. Think about what that looks like for you. And try and do it just for yourselves when you need it in January. And as you're listening, if part of you's thinking, oh, well, this is explaining how I've been feeling, and this is explaining why I've been feeling XYZ, like fill in the blank, whatever word it is, you don't need to unpack it. You don't need to overanalyze it and think, why do I feel like that? And all the things, like, if what I've said resonated and you started to say, that's why I've been feeling like this. If you want to, you could just send me a quick message with just a word, and it could be something like relief or still tired. That's how some people are feeling right now. There's no explanation that's needed. There's no conversation needed if you don't want to. It would just be great to hear what that word is for you. And if you want to, you can give me more meat around the bone if you'd like to. And if listening quietly is all the capacity that you've got right now, that's enough too. So if you've kind of been thinking about it and putting this together in your mind, and you feel relief, but all you can do is listen, that's okay. But I want you to know that I'm here for you. If you want to send me a message, send me your kind of words. I'd love to know what your words are. And it's not what's your word for 2026 necessarily. If you have one, amazing. But if you're not feeling it, send me the word that you're feeling right now. It'd just be really good to hear from you. And I love hearing from listeners to see how they're feeling and what their thoughts are. If this is your first time listening to The Mindful Dog Parent, a really supportive next episode that I would recommend right now is, the title is When You Feel Behind With Your Dog, How to Reset Without Shame. I will link that and a couple of other episodes that I think are going to be relevant, especially around the capacity piece and the overwhelm, because I did go into more detail on that in a previous episode as well. But I think that particular episode is going to build beautifully on what we've talked about today. So I will link them in the show notes, like I said. But I think if it's your first time here, I also want to welcome you to my podcast family. I'm so happy that you're here and listening to the episode. January doesn't need fixing. You do not need fixing. Your dog doesn't need fixing. You're allowed to begin this year slowly, to choose steadiness over urgency, to trust that calm comes back when safety does. I'm really, really glad you're here. And just as a closing statement, if you feel ready to create goals for yourself, amazing. But whenever that is, whatever that looks like, if it's not right now, but actually it's February the 5th, then that's when you can start those goals. I was listening to a story on Instagram from somebody that I follow over in America, and she was talking about it, and she said her goal has been recently to try and give up sugar. And she said to herself, I'm going to set this goal and this is what I'm going to do. And she just starts it immediately. She doesn't have a start date for things. She doesn't try and think, well, I need to make goals for the new year. She just says, well, this is going to be my goal. And she tried to do it that day, and then she ate sugar. So then she reset the next day and did it again, and ate sugar again. And she's going to keep resetting that goal until it starts to work, until she can start to make not eating sugar a habit. And she did it before. She's done it with alcohol before. She said she said about 3 or 4 years ago, she gave up alcohol, and she just said, from today, I'm going to do it. And then she did. And she's not had it since. So it's the same kind of thing. I want you to really think about that and say, well, this is going to be my goal. When you feel ready, remember, just because it's January doesn't mean you have to feel all the things that January tells you you should feel. So take that away with you. Do with it what you will. I know I will. And I'm just really glad that you're here, and I shall see you next time on the Mindful Dog Parent.